As long as we're here in Indianapolis for the Super Bowl and everything, we might as well do something. Actually prove that we have some sort of merit. So we're going to bring you a little bit of extra added on free of charge bonus coverage. Live with the wireless from the media center floor here at Super Bowl 46. This is executed with the wireless microphone by Cobra. Cobra, do you have us out there somewhere?
I do. I'm sitting here by the Yes Network, by the great Mike Francesa,
old pal. You're a long way from us.
Yeah, we're all the way across the way. Hey, Mike. Hey, bud. Corby, from Dallas, the ticket. Remember?
Yeah. You still in the same job all these years later?
What's that?
You still in the same job all these years later?
Yes, Mike. Every year, the same thing.
Man, you got to get your own gig.
I do have my own gig. This is just part of the gig. I do the same thing you do, except I take this around once a day for 15 minutes, and I talk to people like you.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
He doesn't believe
you.
Sounds
condescending, Mike.
What?
God, you're taking shots at me, Mike. Here I am coming over to say hi to our old buddy and everything. Well, how's it going?
Everything's fine. What can I do for you?
You getting your ass kicked about this Super Bowl? You sick of talking about it?
No, I like talking about it. Yeah. What else are you going to talk about in February?
The Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees.
That's coming soon.
Okay. Are you a fan of the Giants?
No.
Who'd you grow up liking?
I'm not really have a football team.
Never did?
Does he hate the Yankees?
Really.
What about the Yankees?
Big Yankee fan.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. You just pissed off our co-host over there.
Why?
Who's your co-host?
Oh, Mike Reiner. He just, you know, I mean, it's typical Yankee bashing. You hate him just because.
Because why?
Because they're the Yankees.
Well, I mean, that's okay. What kind of fantasy? Texas Ranger?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's wonderful. So right now, they're a good team.
Right now, they're a good team.
Yeah, they are.
Let me ask you this. Do you fear that the Rangers could be starting something very special down there?
No, I'm not worried about the Texas Rangers.
Really?
God, no. Can they win first? They did a nice job late in the series last year. Want to go back and talk about how they used their bullpen?
You know, talk about how
he's so hardcore.
Stupid Yankee Stadium emptied out 2 years ago in Game 6.
Now, we were up there 2 years ago when Yankee Stadium emptied out in Game 6.
We were there doing our
show and stuff like that. Are Yankee fans, do they get that pissed off when the score gets, you know, past like 3 or 4 runs? When you get down, they'll dump out immediately?
You ever look at how many people they draw a year?
What about 1,000,003?
Yeah, 1,000,003, yeah. Creek, tell them how many people they drew last year.
The stadium's smaller, but I think it's about 3. I mean, at least 3, right?
Who's
like
that?
7.
Yeah, 3-7.
3-7?
Yeah. So they drew up pretty well.
Okay, so there's a few fans up there, right?
Just a couple, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people up there, so.
Really? You notice that, really?
Yeah, it's kind of crowded, so you're kind of forced into being a Yankee fan. Who's your big guest today?
Coughlin. Who's your big guest today?
You.
That's a rough day.
That's a big day for us.
We booked the great Mike Francesa, you know, booked by, say, walking over here and bothering you. It's big for us. We're just Dallas, man. We're just small market, you know. We're a couple behind you.
We
can still consider ourselves small market.
Have you gotten over last year's Super Bowl? You guys did a hell of a job last year.
Thank you. We loved the fact that everybody came down and we had 4 inches of ice. It was kick-ass.
You did a nice job. Maybe you can invest in a couple of snow plows next time.
We don't know what they are. We don't typically need them.
That was obvious.
Where'd you stay down there?
Mansion at Turtle Creek.
Oh, nice. Well, you had a nice hotel then, right?
Except it had no heat.
Oh, they turned the heat off for you? Did they know you were in town?
They didn't have any heat.
What? Oh, no, Mike. Well, did you have a good meal at least?
I really can't remember.
Tell him we had all the heat he wanted this summer.
Just a year ago. Yeah, you can come back in the summer. It's damn hot then.
One trip is enough for you.
When we host the ALCS next year, you can come, okay?
Nah, I'll pass, but that's okay.
Would you come down if the Yankees played? I mean, did you come down last time?
No, I did not.
Do you travel like that?
No, not often. World Series, maybe.
Okay, well, maybe you'll get back there sometime.
Yeah. You know, if you think Yankee shots are, like, you know, going to hurt me, I mean, you've got to be kidding me, you know?
Trust me. No, I don't. Can we take Knicks shots?
Yeah, Knicks are awful. They really are a terrible team. They really are. Does that what interests you guys in Dallas? Nothing in Dallas interests you or what?
No, everything in Dallas interests me.
Right,
I'm a huge Mavericks
fan.
I'm a huge Ranger fan. I'm a Cowboy guy. I'm all that stuff. You know, we've got a couple titles back there that we're celebrating.
Yeah, done well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's impressive, huh? You were rooting for us, weren't you, in the NBA Finals?
No.
Why not?
I didn't root for anybody in the NBA Finals.
I guarantee you were secretly pulling for the Mavericks.
No, I don't think so. I really wouldn't. It's hard to root for Cuban. It really is.
Oh, you don't like him?
I mean, it's just hard to root for.
Has he been on your show before?
Not recently. Maybe once or twice.
You've asked him to be on there, though?
I can't remember the last time we asked him.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, everything doing well here in Indianapolis? You like this city at all?
No, not particularly, but, you know, it's okay.
It's pretty lame, isn't it?
God. Is he fired up about cities, Madonna? I mean,
is he fired up about anything?
Did you go to the media party the other night, Indy 500?
Yeah. No, did you go?
Yeah, I went, Mike. I went with my fellow loser media friends. I know that you look down on us all.
I don't look down on anybody. I don't look down. I just
really? What the hell does he do then?
What are you doing then? What are you doing for fun here? Going to Chili's?
See, I come here to work. That's it. I mean, I come.
Come
here,
on, it's.
So you come here. It's like this is. Something.
You call this work?
You come here. Well, you know how many hours you guys are on a day?
4.
Okay, I'm on 5.5. How many guys you got on the show?
7.
We have 1 for 5.5 hours.
That is not my problem.
Boring.
Not mine either. You know, I get all the money.
You used to have 2.
We did have 2 for 20 years. Yeah. But remember, I get all the money.
I realize that. And I'm sure you do quite well.
I bet your ratings suck.
We were trying to guess your salary last time. We were trying to guess your salary.
Take a shot.
All right, let me guess. Now, I know that you probably, since 2 years ago, I think it's the last time we talked to you, I think I guessed.
Guess 220,000.
I'm going to guess $164,000 with bonuses.
Okay. Give me yours first.
Give
27.5.
Give me yours. 32.5.
Now what is it really?
You think I'm going to tell right now? I mean, you realize we're on the air.
Yeah, I'm serious. What is it?
36,000, right?
36.5.
No, I'm serious. What if you tell me seriously, then I'll get into a serious conversation. What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. You got to tell me. You make infinitely more than I do.
That's not the point.
It's based on age.
How is it based on age? Based on ratings
and experience. Oh, dude.
Let's talk about ratings, you dumb son of a bitch.
I guarantee you are comparable to yours. I guarantee.
I bet we kick your ass,
Mike. I guarantee. What do you think? We're a bunch of schleps.
You're in Texas. Come.
No S.
Come do it in New York.
Why would I want to be up there?
Hey, don't do it in New York.
Have you ever been to New York?
Of course I have. It's great for a weekend. It's like Vegas.
It is.
Tell him that if we go to New York, we blow him off the air.
Okay, annihilate you, cocky son of a bitch.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
The ticket.
They get successful and they go to Dallas in our business. That's what they do. They go to Dallas.
Yeah. Trust me, nobody wants to go to New York.
You're a fool.
How am I a fool?
Well, you know nothing about New York. You're a
no, you think that... No.
Knows nothing about New York.
But you know so much about Dallas, Mike.
Is an unbelievable place to live.
Culturally, yes. I think it's wonderful.
It's a wonderful place to live. It's beautiful. You have everything you could ever have there.
Where do you live? You live in the city?
No, I live on Long Island.
All right, that's okay.
You ever been to Long Island?
I have.
What town have you been to?
I went to a concert there off that little... What is that little amphitheater called right there off the lake? What is it? Jones Beach. Yeah, that was great. And I've been to the U.S. Open.
Okay. So you know nothing about Long Island?
Well, no, I don't. I mean, what do you know about Addison? I mean, that's like asking...
What don't you have on? Do you have any oceans on in Texas?
Oh, yeah, we do. The freaking Gulf of Mexico.
It's not an ocean. I mean.
It's not an ocean. Well, what is it?
It's the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, so is it salt water?
It's still not living on the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, and what do you? You go swimming a lot? You got a great tan.
I do have a good tan.
Get him, Corby.
No, you don't.
I grew up on the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, I grew up on a place called Long Beach on Long Island. Yes, I grew up on the water.
Were you wearing like a onesie? Like
1920?
Come back. So, hey, let's get into it. You came to me and said, I want to guess what you make. So tell me what you make, and then we can
guess. You tell me first.
No.
Tit for tat.
No.
Quid pro quo, Clarice.
I asked you first. How much? Go ahead.
I asked you first.
You're embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed?
You are.
You should be.
I'm truly not embarrassed. I'm truly not.
Let me talk to your buddies. Come here.
Okay.
What are their names?
Mike and Danny.
Mike.
Mike.
Danny.
Mike.
What does Corby make?
36.5.
No, come on, really.
I think it's 37.5 plus ratings.
That's the truth.
No one's living anywhere in America on 36.5. Come on.
He is.
I am.
He come back all these years. He would have found something else to do by now.
He likes this. He likes doing what he's doing.
No, you
look, I keep telling him that, too. I'm with you, Mike. I keep telling him sooner or later you're going to find somewhere you can make a little money because you can't do it in this. But he keeps doing it because he likes it.
You got to take care of the guy by now. He's been walking around this place year after year, once a year. Doing the same gig. I feel bad for him.
He's not worth taking
care
of. Can we
take up a collection for him?
He's not real good at what he does. That's the thing.
Can we take up a collection for him?
I've tried. I've tried before, but nobody cares enough about him to contribute to it.
So, listen, he's fascinated by what I make, but I said, first, can you tell me what you make, and then I'll tell
you
what
I make. Okay, well, I'm telling you what he makes, Mike.
No, I'm embarrassed by that. You know what? I'm going to have to give him some money if you tell me that's
okay,
what he really makes.
Give him $5, and then you tell us what you make.
Okay. No, I'm not. No. I will give him $5. You think that'll help him?
Yes.
You think that will help?
Yeah, autograph it too, okay?
What town does he live in?
He lives in...
Lake Highlands.
He lives in Lake Highlands.
Lake Highlands?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yeah.
How many kids you got?
Two.
Two kids?
So give me 10.
Yeah, see? See, I keep telling him, Mike.
32.5?
36.5.
You know what? Now I'm going to give him some food stamps. I'm really worried about him now. We'll see you later, guys. Take care.
Oh, God.
All right.
All right, there he is, the great Mike Francesa. Thanks, buddy. See you, bud.
Is he all doing right, a bit more. Or is he really an a-hole? I can't tell.
No. He's not doing a bit.
He's a real a-hole?
He's not doing... That was not a bit. What wow. you heard was what he...
Wow.
Is.
He smiled and winked at me at the end.
Oh, he did?
That's him. Yeah, that's him.
All right, more coming up next. It's for...
The Unticket.
Your recovery is apparently going okay because you're back out on the media center floor for more here, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Now, I'm right here on the NFL Network set, and Rich Eisen and I forget the other guy's name. They're interviewing the comedian, the Fox, the guy that's always on Dunham & Miller. What's his name? Frank Caliendo. Yeah. So the crowd is surrounding him and going nuts.
Is he crowd?
He's doing bits.
Imitations and stuff?
Oh, yeah. He's telling jokes, doing bits, the whole thing. So.
But you got jokes.
Yeah, why can't I get up there on the NFL Network?
Bust in there and tell him you want to show him how jokes are done.
Could I, if I walked up on the set of the NFL Network, would I get thrown out of the Super Bowl forever?
Not only would you get thrown out of the Super Bowl forever, anyone you're associated with would too.
Yeah, I'm kind of imagining that too.
But since apparently our days are numbered here anyway, why not? I mean, it's better to burn out than to fade away, isn't it?
I think so. Now, on that note, remember that at 5:15, we will discuss Madonna coming here. So,
right.
Everybody, please stay tuned for that as Madonna held court today with the throng of press that's here.
Yes, and we found out that things have changed there, too.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Maybe that's a sign that we are on our way out. You know what? We may be the first station that does actually have to pay to come up to the Super Bowl.
Guarantee you know? It's going to happen.
Do you think that we'll be the test pilot?
We could be. I mean, it would be a pretty good one to make an example of because it's very important to us. I mean, this week is huge for the radio station. Every year in terms of revenue and things that drive revenue, i.e. ratings, this is as big as it gets this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did Francesa tell us who his big guest was today?
Yeah, it's Coughlin.
Oh, yeah.
They like to talk sports up there in that New York.
Boy, do they ever. All right, so we are roaming around. I'm back over here on the backside of the media center. Again,
whoops.
We are completely tucked away in a tiny little corner. Of Radio Row.
Yes.
Far, far, far away.
Where we belong.
From our
yes,
contemporaries.
We're on the Drunken Uncle Island.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Now, it seems that the guest activity has
yes.
kind of slowed down. I mean, Frank Caliendo's in here. So is Jay Moore. Other than that, I don't really see that many.
That poor sap's been in here all day.
Man, I think that poor sap has been in here all week, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably looking for projects.
What is he promoting?
I don't know.
Himself.
Is there a movie coming out or something?
What does he do anymore? He's probably promoting himself.
He was on a TV show.
That's a good one, Danny.
You know what? It seems like all he does is radio interviews for no reason.
Yeah, just try and keep his name out there.
I swear he had a gig.
Alive.
He had a gig, too, where he was... Like, backing up Rome, wasn't he? Like, when Rome was out, he would do the show? I think that was his bit for a while. Not entirely sure.
How can anybody possibly know that?
I don't know. Okay, so...
Well, find girls.
Find girls. Are there any girls,
yeah.
Corby?
There are very few. There's several large...
Those are probably townies if they're large.
Yeah, go find a big old fat girl.
Moo. I don't know if they're townies or not. There seem to be very a bunch of large Afro-American fellows. Okay, here's a girl.
Here's a girl.
All right.
Go get her.
Okay, she just walked in the media center. Madam, can I borrow your time for a quick second?
Sure.
I'm with the Ticket radio station in Dallas. What's your name?
Adriana.
And what's your purpose in here? I saw you just walked in.
I'm with 560 WQAM. It's a Miami sports radio station.
Ooh, Miami.
Is that the one with Dan Levitard?
That's where we did the show from.
No, it's not. That's 790.
Oh, you better not. Oh, God, you slipped up there.
Excited.
Is that where we did our show last year?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. WQAM.
Last year?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Don't you remember from that little industrial hovel?
Yeah, when we were there for the NBA finals, we did our show from your studio.
From ours or 790?
Yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're in that little industrial area, right, back there?
It's behind, like, a big TV.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of it?
Toilet.
Not much.
Toilet.
I know. We're all the way upstairs in the corner.
Yeah, it's nothing to write home about. What do you do there?
I do reporting and work on Sid Rosenberg show.
Sid Ooh. Rosenberg. Catholic?
Obviously not.
So what are you guys talking about this week?
This week we get the most random people. We had Miss America. We're having Bill Romanowski. I believe he's sitting down any minute if he's not already there.
Ask him about his steroid problem.
We can't do that.
He'd love that.
He's a regular.
Oh, he is?
Have you heard him talk?
I mean,
he speaks English. I mean, what more is there to know?
Yes, I have.
His voice doesn't fit him at all.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Has he ever got handsy with you, like hit on you and stuff?
No, he's very respectful.
Now, you seem to be a Miami. You look Miami-esque. Are you from there?
I'm actually from New York.
Oh, you are?
I'm a diehard Giants fan.
Oh, wow.
How old
are you?
23.
Oh, you're just a pup.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you go to school?
FAU.
Florida Atlantic?
Yes.
Is that Schnellenberger school?
It was. He left us.
He died?
No, last year.
Sorry about that. So, are you guys going out a bunch this week and stuff?
A bunch of parties, so definitely.
What's the biggest party you're going to go to? You going to the Playboy party?
That's tomorrow. We'll be there. Tonight, Adam Sandler has a party.
And you're going to that?
We'll go there. He's going to be on our show tomorrow morning.
Okay, we're in Dallas. I like to think of us as a pretty decent radio station. We do quite well. How do you get invited to these parties?
I just get to tag along.
Like, who gets the invite? Does Rosenstein do it, or is it...
Rosenberg does get a lot. Phil Sims, we got invited to his party tonight, which I kind of really want to stop by. So I think...
Oh, you like Phil?
He's the Mr. New York Giants.
Oh, that's
right.
It's probably a childhood hero
of
yours.
Of course.
Let me ask you this. Is someone... Now, Phil's probably 52 or so. Let's say that he was putting the moves on you. Would you accept...
Oh, I would be tempted, but no.
No? Too old?
I think he's married. Isn't he married?
I'm just saying, what if all things were equal and you're both single and, you know, having a couple of spritzers and stuff?
Spritzers?
And who knows? Things get out of control.
Then probably.
You would.
That would be a great story.
Boy, yeah. Would it ever, right?
What a
having
slut.
The Phil Sims baby, huh?
You got a good story for it, too.
There you go. Good DNA. I want a football child.
All right, what's the oldest you would go?
I don't know.
Now, as far as New York Giants heroes, would you go Lawrence Taylor as well?
We love
or since you're out of middle school, does that even count with him?
No, I love Lawrence Taylor. He comes on our show often also. So, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd be scared.
How about Joe Morris?
You would be scared?
Of Lawrence Taylor, I'd be scared.
Joe Morris.
Yeah, a little too rapey for my taste.
No comment on that one.
Well, hey, he might have a bunch of blow on him, so that'd be cool.
Well, there you go. A lot of people like that.
Yeah, why not? Hey, you're in Miami. You must see that a ton.
How about Martin Bavaro?
That's what Miami was built off of.
I know, and it's awesome. It looks great because of cocaine.
Thank you,
buildings
cocaine.
Made of cocaine.
Probably.
You ever seen Cocaine Cowboys?
Of course.
Awesome.
I'm also Colombian, so we also know about it, too.
Oh, you are Colombian.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart. Well, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy yourself.
Maybe tell her
we'll
to stay
you
hard.
At these parties. What's that?
We were there last year in Dallas.
For the finals?
No, for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm sorry about the weather.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Sorry about the heat.
Indianapolis. Yeah, and sorry about the heat.
Yeah. I know.
That's you don't like him anyway. You're probably a Knicks fan.
No.
Oh, you do?
I also love the Dolphins.
Why?
Because, I mean, I was born in New York, but then I was also, like, here, and I know all the players. When you're in the locker room with them, you start to respect them. So,
oh god,
get rid of her.
So, do you like it?
Okay, we're being told we have to go to break. Thank you very much. We'll see you. God.
I'm 23 and I got all the same from all parties. I'm like, we're having so many guests on.
Yeah, we are.
God.
Oh my god.
It's really easy to concentrate when you guys are doing that. Let me tell you. Something about your Chinese people back there.
You have a knack of finding women with very annoying voices.
You know what? I think that every woman at the Super Bowl has an annoying voice.
Yes, they do.
It has to
be part of the package to be in here. Now, here's Jay Moore right across from us now.
Oh, God.
God, he is doing anything and everything.
Yeah, this tiny little thing that's rumored to be broadcasting. What is that, the Christian News Network something?
He's with the Harris College radio station.
Harris College?
Harrisburg. Who did they beat? I don't know, Mike. I don't know where he is.
All right, Corby, whatever you say.
Is it fun doing interviews when me and Mike are talking?
I don't mind it, but when you're both dueling teenage girls... Yeah, so what do you think of the heat?
It's like a Yu Darvish press conference.
Yeah.
Just constantly going off in your headphones.
Where they have him, Tatiana, and Koji up there.
Right. And they're all answering at the same time. All I hear. And the girl's finished talking, and then she starts staring at me, and I'm just like, in my head are 50 Chinese men on a treadmill.
Oh my god, awesome. I'm laughing. Can you hear me?
Oh, great.
We have to go.
All right, what do you want to do next?
We need a quick break.
Let's take a break and come back and let's hit a sports angle.
All right, after that, we clearly need to reconnoiter, so we'll see.